Closest thing to heaven that I could ever find. Her Great Lakes and her rivers are flowing sweet.
Welcome back to the Michigan Society of Association Executives Association Impact here on the MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. I'm Bruce Aldridge. It's great to have you with us. Our topic is OrcPro, and if you don't know, that's MSAE's annual conference that will be held July 8th through the 10th at the Amway Grand Plaza in beautiful Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have not registered, you should. Our guest, Scott Oser, and he's president of Scott Oser Associates in the D.C. area, well-known for his marketing, membership, circulation. He's a consultant, a well-known speaker in the nonprofit world, and certainly we've heard him at ASAE. It's an honor to have him with us. You mentioned two topics, and let's get on those. We've talked about them before. Relevance. Scott, your thoughts, relevance.
I think in today's world, relevance is critical. We are all human beings bombarded with different marketing messages from every direction that we turn. And there has been a history within associations. I don't know. You know, I can make a sort of a sweeping statement and say it's because of lack of time. It's because of lack of resources. Previously, it could be due to lack of technology and ability. But I think that many of those technology in and of itself has actually allowed and does allow association staff, regardless of their size, to do a lot more targeting. And targeting goes directly to relevance. We need to put the right messages and the right information in front of our members, or otherwise they're just going to ignore it. The sort of what I call, and I mentioned this a little bit in my presentation, sort of that Chinese menu effect or that Chinese menu strategy where you put every message you could possibly put, regardless of where that member fits into your membership structure, into your industry, in front of them and expect them to sort of dig through. You know, the reason I call it the Chinese menu effect, you go to a Chinese restaurant and you've got your appetizers, and so you've got to sift through that and decide what you want. Then you've got your chicken dishes and you've got to sift through those and decide what you want. You've got your beef dishes, you've got to sift through those. So basically, you've got everything that the restaurant could offer to you all in one place, and that doesn't really work in the association world anymore. People, and as individuals, or if you're a trade association, as companies, they want to know that as an association you understand who they are and as much as you can what segment of the industry that they're in and how what benefits that you offer will be the most appropriate for them. So I don't really say that one-to-one, that true, literal one-to-one marketing is possible quite yet. I think it's just too time-intensive and it's a little bit Big Brother-ish that you would really go one-to-one with somebody. But as much as you can target your message based on how relevant it is to that individual, I think that's critical in getting your message heard.
And let's just stay on that ROI and relevance, because it's certainly talked about a lot. Is that new to the nonprofit world, or are we just talking about it?
I don't think it's new. I think that it's just with Amazon and with some of the other internet-based websites and things that are coming around, with the amount of targeting and the amount of sort of predictive marketing that they're able to do, it's become human nature for people, as people, to expect that even from their association. So associations get a bad rap a lot of times, I believe, about sort of how we're behind for-profit companies and we're behind the consumer product companies and all those kind of things. I don't totally agree with that, but that said, if we're not doing our best to target and to be relevant and really maximize our connections with our constituents, just like those for-profit companies are doing, then we are reinforcing that stereotype. And we also are going to be left behind because our members, potential members, even customers, for lack of a better term, expect that. It's just become so mainstream that if we're not providing that in some form or way or to the best of our ability, that people are going to look at us like we're sort of dinosaurs and we're not giving them what they expect because it's so pertinent and it's so prevalent everywhere else they look.
Excellent point. Scott, you're familiar with many, many organizations. In your opinion, how have nonprofits changed in the past several years, whether that's a trade association or a professional organization?
I think that a lot of nonprofits are being really, to follow up sort of on what I just said, we're being forced to do some things that we're really not used to doing. We're being forced to break out of that traditional box that we've always been in. If you want to call it if you build it, they will come mentality. There are a lot of associations, and I know I'm sort of stereotyping here, but there are a lot of associations that for a long time have had a very strong position in their industry just because of who they are and just because of their brand and just because of their name. But as things have changed and as competition has increased, and as the access to information or the easy access to information on the internet or through for-profit companies and those kind of things has grown, associations have really been forced to figure out ways that they can compete. And I think it's a positive thing. I think that just because you are who you are is not a reason to maintain your membership. It's not a reason for someone to join an association. I think that there are still some associations out there where there's definitely a cachet to being a member, but the amount of those types of associations is shrinking every day, and there's really, as we've been talking about, there's a huge need for providing an ROI. There's a huge need for providing a value to your members, and if you're not providing a value to your members or potential members, they're going to find it someplace else. So I think that really the big change is that there is now a forced focus on providing a true value to your members. And as we were talking about before, there's actually a forced value in providing a value to different segments of your members. There are very few associations that I've come across that have a membership base that is so homogeneous that they can basically promote and provide access to the same benefits for every member or every, whether that be an individual member or a member company, just having the same exact benefit for all of them is not necessarily going to resonate with all of them, so you need to be able to target. You need to prove your relevance and your value to them based on who they are and based on what they need from the association.
Excellent point. I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to the Michigan Society of Association Executives Association Impact here on the MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. We'll be right back.
On a deer stand.